So four times a year, we change our liturgy on a Sunday morning to focus not up here, but back there. Or really, you could say, not back here, but up there, out there, at the font. The thing we meet when we come in the door and the thing we last encounter as we go out. That is a hugely important symbol. We stop at All Saints Day today, the baptism of Christ, early January, the great vigil of Easter in April, and Pentecost, 50 days later. And we enact this ritual. We've made it very beautiful and comfortable. Think of the silver scallop shell in the drawing rooms of Victorian families for their christenings and beautiful dresses. But it's actually more like something out of Game of Thrones. It is a drowning ritual. It was taken from our Jewish forebears, the mikvah baths, the washings, and that started out as an early Christian practice. But very quickly, our blessed Paul always kind of takes it, makes it, just intensifies it, says, no, this is actually about death. This is the ultimate washing, really letting it go and then coming back different, more, other. Now, that can sound really extreme, but it is also quite universal. Every form in the universe is doing that. Everything lets go of its form and is, again, we're made of stardust, becomes something else. And it evolves. So we're participating in this ritual that is quite core. And what we're given to reflect on is three visionary readings that shine a different light on each facet of it. I want to just speak briefly to all three, starting with the gospel. Lazarus, unbind him and let him go. There it is. This kind of spoiler alert that we read right before Holy Week of how does the story end? It ends in resurrection. It ends that every death ends in something larger. All the deaths of our lives become something more. And this ritual that was one of the earliest practices was meant to say, you've got to die not to all that is good in the world, but to what we would now call the system, the rigged system, the way we have built the world, the way we have created all these inequities and inequalities and called it right and good and bought into it. That is death dealing. And again, this ritual experience of coming together to say, the message, the way is, it doesn't have to be that way. It isn't that way. Take off your blinders and see a bigger world. See it different than the way it is. It's countercultural, but it is really true. Become who you really are. The facet of the book of Revelation, that end of time apocalyptic reading, does the same thing from a different direction. It says, this is the world made new. This is what it looks and feels like. It is a place of peace and joy and love. And those are not Hallmark card words. They don't actually ponder this. Those three things don't have an opposite. They're actually steady states, resting states. What happens when we are connected? Every tree is living that way. We don't, because we introduce a different storyline. Living toward that, that vision of, it's not a time future, it's an energetic possibility, present. Trying to live there now. Live, not when, but live in that fullness now is the path we're on. And it's when we come in that door and are reminded, oh, I am shedding. A professor in seminary, 25 years ago said, the important question is not, have you been baptized? It's, are you being baptized? Are you walking the way? Is this the shape that your life is taking? With everything, I've heard it takes 10,000 hours to become a master at anything. It's contact time. Really, that's it. These daily practices that give us contact hours of living a different way. That's what we're inviting Rory Bell into. And then that third reading, the first reading, which in some ways I think is the most important, and you know, you keep hearing me say this every week, it's the core of the core, but it's true, the core's not moving, it's just a different facet of that every week. Isaiah 25, on this mountain I will lay a big table to feast at, and everyone is invited, all the nations, not just the chosen. Everyone. That is the expansive vision that motivated Jesus. He built his ministry around table fellowship with all the wrong people. And he did that as a sign, saying, this is how God works. God invites everyone. There is no barrier. There are no boundaries. Everyone's welcome, especially the ones you thought weren't part of the picture. Come, everyone. Does that sound familiar? That is where we get our radical welcome, radical hospitality. This table is the Isaiah 25 on this mountain moment. It's still real. It isn't a time thing. It's a now thing. And maybe that kind of connects these two things, font and table. We come in told, this is the way. Die before you die. That is probably what all religions are saying at their most mature level. If you die before you die, then what rises up is larger than death. Love is stronger than death. And as we come week by week with our empty hands to be fed, to go back past that font, which again says, now the work is out there. Not so much to change the world as to inhabit a world that is irradiated with peace, love, and joy. It's everywhere. If we can listen to it, and then bring presence and focus to it. That, my dear Rory Bell, is what we are inviting you into. Rory is at the beginning of her life. It's easy to see God's full presence there. And she's gonna get as messed up as we all are as she gets older. Because she's gonna listen to all these messages that we've listened to, that say you are not enough and you don't belong. Don't believe it, Rory. And we are here to help her remember that it's not true. And of course, Rory is just a setup, not just a setup, but it's about us, which is why we remember our vows. It's like, oh, this, we have to remind ourselves of this because we forget. So, let's remind Rory, as she reminds us all, of the shape of our life. That it is one that we are invited into a place where we belong, and everyone belongs. And it is an altar as wide as the world. And every time you cross yourself, you know, that's a ritual gesture. Remember what it means. It's like, I am dying. I have died. Daily die to just this wrecked way of doing things. And living day by day by day into the beauty and truth of life that every child knows and forgets and God God is inviting us back into as children.